Hello, everybody, and happy Wednesday afternoon to all you fine folks out there in Radioland. Adam MacDonald alongside Bill Whitehead coming to you from sunny Jupiter, Florida, Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, site of tonight's ballgame between your St. Lucie Mets and the homestanding Jupiter Hammerheads, who are the single-A affiliate of the Miami Marlins. First pitch in Game 2 of this series coming up at 6:30. Should be a good one. Both teams came off the off day Monday on a two-game winning streak, and it was Jupiter that won the opener last night by a score of 4-1. Luis Palacios dominating on the mound over six innings, limiting the Mets to one run, a home run by Dominguez. And that was it for the St. Lucie offense, which had a sleepy night, so the St. Lucie two-game winning streak over at two games. Now the Mets will try to avoid losing back-to-back games. They have not lost back-to-back games this season as they come in to the game with a record of 7-3, leaders in the Florida State League East Division. Jupiter is tied for second at 5-5 with Palm Beach, two games back of the Mets. Now we welcome in official scorer Bill Whitehead, who is off the clock tonight, but yes, good enough to join us on the radio. It's nice to have a color analyst for the first time this season. Bill, how you doing?
Good, thanks. I always tell people you're flying like Vin Scully all the time by yourself. And we were just talking about length of games this year and how there's really that when you fly solo. But it's been a quick – these have been quick games. And you talked a little bit – we talked about it one night about the strike zone. And I was telling a scout earlier that it just seems like it's a strike throwers league this year. Every batter, it seems, gets down 1-2, 0-2, and, you know, in your hole.
Well, that was the key for Jupiter last night as Palacios, he really pounded the strike zone, really had the Mets off kilter. He threw 68 pitches, 54 strikes. So coming out of the off day, he did his thing, and that helped Jupiter go a long way.
And we saw Andrew Painter the other day, and that was just a dominating performance. And, again, it's just these guys are getting ahead, and the pitching's been better, and it's fine with me. I like to see good
pitching. No question. And yesterday we had the human strike zone. Tonight we're going to have the automated ball strike system. So there's really, it might be a little tighter, maybe a little longer, but hopefully we have a quick game so we can get you back up to Fort Pierce, Bill.
Oh, yeah, that fun ride down. It's like we were saying, man, they race at Talladega this weekend, and there was a lot like Talladega on the way down here, I believe. 3-4 wide, but you make it.
Finishing out the Florida State League standings in the East, Daytona is in last at 4-6, three back. So really, nobody pulling away or nobody out of it yet for the four-team East Division. Over in the West, Fort Myers is 8-2, best record in the league. Bradenton at 7-3, one game behind the Mighty Muscles. Tampa 6-4, two out. Dunedin and Lakeland 3-7, five back. And Clearwater picked up its second win of the season, walk-off style over the Tarpons yesterday. Threshers 2-8, six games out. Other games around the league tonight. Fort Myers is at Dunedin at 6:30. Palm Beach is in Lakeland at 6:30, Tampa's at Clearwater at 6:30, and Bradenton is at Daytona at 7:05. And once again, our first pitch is scheduled for 6:30, going to be an on-time start. Fans are back in the stands after this place was closed to the public yesterday. Seeing a lot of orange and blue down there. They'll be rooting on the Mets. Take a quick break. We'll come back with the starting pitching matchup and the lineups. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Tebow drives one deep center field. Going back is Drake. This ball is gone. Bye bye, baseball. Tim Tebow strikes with the home run. A base hit into center field? Yes, and Mora is going to be waved home. Here comes the throw from Sweet. Mora slides in. He is safe, and the Mets win. Mazzica, the walk-off winner. 2-0 pitch. Alonso hits it deep left field. This ball is gone. A grand slam. Bye-bye, baseball. Alonso has done it again. His third homer of the week. Rainier ground ball heading out to left field. It's a base hit. They're going to wave in Pius. Here comes the throw to the plate. Pius slides in. He's safe. And the Mets win. Rainier, the walk-off RBI single. And they'll chase him out to left field where he sprawls on the ground. And he drives the ball deep left field, going back to the wall. This one is gone! Bye-bye, baseball! Tim Tebow, a walk-off home run! It's go time for the Mets and the Hammerheads on a breezy, cool Wednesday night from Jupiter, Florida. Again, Adam McDonald alongside Bill Whitehead with you. Take you on this journey tonight. Game two of a six-game series. Hammerheads have taken the field. The national anthem has been sung, and we are just about ready for baseball. Edgar Sanchez is on the mound for the Hammerheads. He'll face off against Franklin Sanchez and the Mets. Unrelated as far as we know, but a pair of Sanchez's on the mound tonight. The lineups will begin with the visiting Mets. Alex Ramirez leading off and playing center. Stanley Consuegra is in left batting second. Justin Guerrero hits third. He plays third. Jack Thomas Wold is the DH. He bats cleanup. Shervin Newton is the shortstop hitting fifth. Raul Berciarta plays first. He hits sixth. Omar De Los Santos is in right field hitting seventh. Jose Rivera hits eighth. And Albert Suarez gets the spot start. He is at second. Mets in their road grays for the first time this season, or in this series, or the once up in Daytona, and were winners in those. Alternate tops for the first time. Home plate umpire Denver Dangerfield, what a name, signals for first pitch. It's on the way, and it's fouled off by Ramirez. First pitch, ooh, early, 6:28. It is 75 degrees and partly cloudy at the Dean tonight. Thanks for coming along. Let's make it a good one. Bill, we were talking about the clocks and playing quick games. We're starting early. What a wow. World this is.
Yeah, that's not the as advertised on the ticket. They always say you can't start before the ticket.
Anybody have a refund asking? Yeah. Here's a bouncing ball out to first. Long range throw from the first baseman, not in time, to his pitcher covering. And Ramirez hustles through for an infield single. Wow, first baseman Zubia, Bill, went way out of his way to get that ball. Almost out to second base.
Yeah, and Ramirez really gets down the line. Once those long legs get going, he really can fly.
I'm going to have to tell the public address announcer how to say Stanley's last name. Consuegra. Consuegra. That's how we say it. Took him a couple times yesterday. Stanley Consuegra up, and he will take a ball outside. So a good start for the Mets. Ramirez, that bouncing ball the right side. First baseman covers instead of the second baseman. Long range throw to his pitcher covering, not in time. Ramirez leaning off first, but not running, and Consuegra Swings over the top for a strike. It's 1-1. Billy, you got to really strain your eyes and your neck here to see the makeshift video board and the scoreboard out in right field. A little tiny thing.
It is.
As they renovate the major video board and the other scoreboard.
Have to kind of look around the corner.
The pickoff throw, a little low. Ramirez is back in safely. I can tell you that both the scoreboard and the video board are working in early March, or late March, early April, when the Mets were here for spring training. Ramirez stumbles out of the blocks. Now he tries to get back to first on the throw from the catcher. He is safe. I think Ramirez was angry. Got back in time. Pitch to Consuegra was a called strike. It's 1-2. No score yet. We've just started. Those tuning in at 6:30 are probably surprised that we are two batters into the game.
They probably think it's yesterday's game.
Just playing on a loop. 1-2 on Consuegra. Sanchez's big slider is in there for a strike. Consuegra did not like the call. It is the ABS system calling the balls and strike tonight. There is no challenge. He's got to live with the call from the RoboWump.
Playing on a loop seems like a pretty good idea. Last night I turned on a USFL game about 10:30 from Birmingham, and I said, I cannot be live.
Was it live?
I don't think so. No. I'm not sure. But
pitch outside to Justin Guerrero for ball one. Another snap throw to first by the catcher, Barstad. Not in time to get Ramirez. And they are really paying attention to Alex over at first base. He only has one steal so far. He does have a big lead. Not running. Ball goes up the middle and through. Nearly took out Sanchez on the way by. Sharp single for Justin Guerrero. Straight back up the middle. Ramirez up to second base. And the Mets have something brewing offensively here in the first inning after they really didn't do much of anything last night.
Jack Thomas Wold.
Jack Thomas Wold is up. Mets yesterday, one run on a solo home run from Carlos Dominguez. They had five other hits. Another one from Dominguez, a couple from Drake Osborne. That 2-6 spot in the Mets order did not have a hit or get on base. This ball is fouled away. 0-1 on Wold. So already two of the first three hitters for St. Lucie with base hits. Sanchez from the stretch. Sanchez, right-handed, 6'1", 190 pounds from Santo Domingo, the Dominican, 21 years old. Did appear in three games out of the bullpen for Jupiter last year. Was not very effective. It's one start this year, which he was good. A swing and a miss on a fastball. It's 1-2. Sanchez last Thursday over in Fort Myers limited the Mighty Muscles to three hits and one run in five innings. A no decision in the Jupiter loss. A 1-2 pitch, and Wold swings and misses and strikes out for the second out of the inning. So single strikeout for the first four Mets hitters. And Shervin Newton will come to the dish.
Shervin Newton.
Newton yesterday, his toughest day so far in the season. He had really cut back on the strikeouts. But yesterday, 0-for-4 with 3 Ks swinging. Let's see if he can lock it in tonight. Strike on the inside corner, and Shervin is stunned. It's that bat waggle, and then he just freezes.
Like, yeah,
what?
He's up.
What was that?
Really up on the plate there. Probably looking to turn on something here.
Well, they did seem to succeed in pounding him low and in yesterday, and Sanchez were right back to it, and there's a back foot slider. This time Newton holds up. Again, Tuesdays in the league, umpire calling his own balls and strikes. That's it, old-fashioned style. Wednesdays and Thursdays, full robo-ump, the ABS system. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, challenge system.
That's when it gets exciting.
That does get exciting. Newton swings and misses at a breaking ball, and it's 1-2.
Is
bus driver Ed down there making his way up the steps. Ed was confused yesterday. He came up in the fifth inning, didn't know what the score was or what inning we were in. That scoreboard wasn't working yet. Now we can see. 1-2 to Newton, and he grounds one foul, stays alive.
Ed's been doing this a while. Remember being out there in left field and talking with him and talking to Kai Gronauer. Was that his name? German-born catcher?
Yeah.
German-born catcher.
Probably a decade ago.
It was. We were in a rain delay.
Newton pops one up. This one's for the fans. It'll bounce around and somebody will get it.
The starting pitcher that night, I believe, was drawing a blank.
Well, you think about that. No score, two outs, two on in the top of the first. Newton trying to hang tough. He's in a 1-2 count, has hit a couple of foul. Sanchez, the pitch, throws it behind him.
Yeah.
And that's a wild one. Bill's official score, you can appreciate the the ease of that wild pitch as opposed to a pass ball.
Yeah, this is a great vantage point here.
Yeah, we sit low, second level. I do kind of miss the sky-high view from Clover Park.
Yeah, that is nice.
We'll get that half the time.
I just like being on the right side of home plate, on the first base side, where you can see the play at first a little bit better.
Newton hits one over the middle. This got a chance to get through. Glove by the shortstop, Watson. Good throw, and he gets Newton. Khalil Watson, first-round draft pick, stud, showed it off there, cutting that ball off across second and making the play at first, taking a hit away from Newton and a runaway from the Mets. Mets strand two in scoring position. The Mets, Sanchez, Franklin gets his first start of the season when we come back on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
This tailgate. Brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest. Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Tomorrow's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
Let's go back to the field.
Adam and Bill back with you from Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Mets threatened in the first, did not score. Khalil Watson made a great play, as you'd expect from a first-round draft pick and the top prospect in Miami's system, Bill, and the top prospect in the league, 25th overall, according to MLB Pipeline.
And tearing it up, right? Out of the gate.
Right out of the gate, yeah. He's top three in batting average. He's leader in home runs with four and RBIs with 13. He had the game-winning hit yesterday. Technically broke a tie in the fifth inning. An RBI single. The Mets will be dealing with him probably the majority of the season. Just 19 years old, straight out of high school. Probably going to stick around in the Florida State League with the Hammerheads for a little while at least. There's a pitch from Franklin Sanchez. In for a strike.
I remember during the draft, he was kind of a player that, you know, once you get at that point, people are like, is he a guy or not the guy? And they had drafted a guy a couple of years ago from the Atlanta area, I remember, was here. Their second baseman or shortstop, not Johnson, last season. But he was more of a defensive guy.
JV.
think of it.
Bill, we're playing the guessing game with you.
I am. Well, look, let's just clear the air. It was Juris Familia who started that game, and you said it was probably 2010. And
that's about what it was.
Yeah. I mean, I got Kai Kronauer right, you know, but
Well, here, Franklin Sanchez blows away Watson with a swinging strike. Watson kicking dirt as he heads back to the dugout. Franklin Sanchez losing his hat in the process. Got to keep a running tally of how many St. Lucie Met players lose their hat during plays. And every one of the outfielders does. Now Franklin Sanchez, who had this
issue
last year.
Pitcher. We had a pitcher last year.
Him. It was Franklin Sanchez. As this ball has popped up into shallow right, it's falling fast. Bear Sierta makes the catch in fair territory, spinning around like a top. Mets first baseman fighting the wind, which is blowing in from right. Not quite as stiff as it was yesterday. Not an easy play. That was Sanoja who popped out. Now Jose Salas. There's a swing and a miss. But, yes, Franklin Sanchez last year kept losing his hat. And he couldn't get one to fit him right. And on a strikeout of Cleo Watson, he lost it.
That would be tough to do this year with a pitch clock. You'd be hustling out there.
That's a good point. This one sails to the backstop. No score, two outs in the bottom of the first. Salas, the DH tonight, for playing second yesterday. He went 1-for-4 yesterday with a single run and a stolen base. There's a high slider for a strike. Bill, as we go through this lineup for the Hammerheads, I'm sure you'll remember quite a few names from last year's.
Except for the one I'm trying to think, right?
Apparently, yeah.
I can't remember that one. But, yeah.
There's a squibber off the end of the bat. Do you know what? I have the same scorebook from last year right here. And the last team we played was Jupiter last year, so I have the names. Was it Paul McIntosh?
No, let me look it up.
There's a ball outside. Cody Morissette. Marcus Chu.
There is an outside possibility it could have been the 2019 season. Nunez?
Yes.
Yes.
It might have been. I believe he got hurt last year.
Okay.
A very fast player.
Yeah.
Early in the season.
Very defensive oriented.
Yeah.
Because I remember working at Jackie Robinson up there at the training complex, and some of the players had played with him in the Atlanta area.
Here's a pop-up heading back to the seats, and that'll be four rows up and get a rise out of the crowd. Hey, nice catch by a young fan in a DeGrom jersey. Falling almost backwards.
Right.
Well done, one-handed on the bounce.
And he's giving it away to a younger person, like a 10-year-old kid.
Yeah. Now, he's a teenager guy. I think he just wants the recognition that he made the play, which he did.
That's the stuff legends made of right there.
There's a pitch high and out, and again, goes to the backstop. That's ball four on Salas.
He almost tripped there at one point, but he made a good – kind of stuck the landing pretty well after a little
– trying to backpedal up the steps. The drink in your hand and the bare hand for the ball.
Hot dog. Yeah. Something. 20 years from now, he'll be telling that story at that class reunion.
What was more impressive, that or the Bear Sierra to catch down the line? I'm going to give it to Bear Sierra.
Yeah.
Slider, strike one to Allen.
High degree of difficulty on both. Of course, Bear Sierra is a trained professional.
He is.
This kid's just a local dude.
Bear Sierra didn't have to worry about steps.
Right. Or food.
Runner goes. Rivera's going to try to throw him out. Decent throw, but not in time. Salas steal second. And this is very reminiscent of what happened yesterday when Mets starter Dominic Hamill retired the first two batters, then Salas got on, stole second, and scored on a Brady Allen hit. Now, Brady Allen had four plate appearances yesterday. He reached on all four, went 3-for-3. There's an 0-1 count here. Sanchez's breaking ball is fouled back, and it's nothing at two. Franklin Sanchez for the Mets, hard to believe we're in the 11th game now of the season. He's only appeared one time. That was out of the bullpen. Plenty of rest, full week off for him as he gets the start. Here's a liner into left field. That's going to freeze Consuegra right in his tracks. He makes the catch. Barely had to move. And well struck by Allen, like he has all series now. but Salas is stranded at second as Sanchez works around the wall. We've played a scoreless first inning here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. We'll be back with the second after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
Hey fans, get ready for some big league savings from Tire Kingdom. We are swinging for the fences with our lowest tire price guarantee on this all-star lineup of tire brands featuring Michelin, Nitto, Cooper, and more. Plus, visit TireKingdom.com today for a coupon good for a $21.99 conventional oil change or $20 off a synthetic blend or full synthetic oil. Step up to the plate and slide into Tire Kingdom, proud sponsor of 2022 spring training.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park every Saturday throughout the season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Tickets for all Saturday fireworks games are available. Purchase yours now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Number 24, Raul Garcia.
Raul Barcierta made a fine defensive play in the first inning. Here he has an at-bat in the second. And keep the bat on his shoulders. And we are underway in the top of the second inning. No score. Fastball swung on and missed. It's nothing in two. Barcierta did not play in the opener yesterday. Maybe a fresh bat will help the Mets offense. He breaks his bat. Rolls one out to second base, scooped up by Sanoa, and he throws to first base for the easy out. Barcierta out 4-3. One away. Top of the second, and Omar De Los Santos will come up. Omar yesterday was in the top spot in the order, did okay, went 1-for-3, reached base twice.
He's found himself in the nine hole a lot. And it's funny, during the spring, Buck was talking about with the New York Mets, with about how important the nine holes become with wrapping around. And there was a point in spring where Mark Canna was in that ninth spot, and he said, you know, the amount of pitches he sees and at-bats and getting on base were key.
And right on cue, base hit in left field. De Los Santos has had a good season this far. He continues that tonight. The Mets have their third hit of the game already. Solid single. Yeah, De Los Santos, good player. He got a quick bat, strong.
Nine,
he does have that speed element. As you noted in your spring preview, TC Palm, that De Los Santos does not get caught in the bases.
What was he, 27 of 30?
28 of 31, I believe, coming into the year. And here's a close pickoff play. He's safe, according to Garrett Griffin. Mets picked off two base runners yesterday. Maybe this umpiring crew likes that call. De Los Santos on the run. Ball is hit into deep right center field. De Los Santos is going to have to backtrack as Johnson makes a nice catch and trickles the throw back to first base.
Really great jump on that one.
A tough break for Jose Rivera. That's a deep line out. And Osiris Johnson, who's had his troubles in the outfield, where he converted from the infield to the outfield midway through last season, did a nice job of tracking that. Not an easy one, tailing away from him the whole way.
Speaking of De Los Santos' speed, we saw him score last week from second base on an infield hit.
Yeah, bouncer that went about 70 feet.
He was trying to steal third on the play and just kept going.
He might try to steal again. He's got a huge lead. And they'll throw the pickoff. Close.
Ooh.
Zubia tried to sell it. That's one thing reading about, you know, Bill, we talked about it before the game, and then right when we came on air, Jeff Passan had that article yesterday on ESPN.com about the clock, and Josh Haka, a Brooklyn reliever, was on the record in that article saying that as a pitcher, as this ball comes inside, it can be tough with the pickoffs because the runner knows when that clock's about to hit zero, he can go a little further
right.
because the pitcher can't step off and throw over. You'll run the risk of getting an automatic ball. And so Santos is right on the brink that last time. De Los Santos trying to steal second here. What a throw from the catcher Barstad, but it's not in time. Wow.
That's about as close to being out as you can be with probably being safe because that was a great throw.
And that was on right to the corner of the base. Omar De Los Santos slides into the glove of the shortstop Watson, who apparently didn't have the ball. I think the Mets got away with one there. De Los Santos got a great jump, but sometimes those great jumps can be beaten by a better throw. Did we just have an automatic ball called? I believe we did.
It's 2-0.
2-0 count. Angel Espada, manager for the Hammerheads, walking out of the dugout, wants to know. Auto ball called. It's 2-0 on Suarez. So the first pitch was actually a ball. And then the violation of the Los Santos trying to steal third. Suarez yanks one deep down the right field line. Allen on the move, trying to get there, reaches out, makes the catch, bumps into the wall, and has it for out three. Brady Allen, nice play in foul ground, ends the inning. Mets came close a couple of times there, but can't break through. No runs, a hit, no errors, one man left on. No score between the Mets and the Hammerheads in the middle of the second.
Keep up with all things St. Lucie Mets this year by following us on social media. Find us and like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And give us a follow on Twitter and look for cool Instagram pics by following at St. Lucie Mets. Our social media streams will give you the inside scoop on special promotions, deals, team information, weather delays, and all the latest news surrounding events at Clover Park. Oh, and make sure to visit stlucimets.com too. It's all happening on social media this season, so be sure to follow along and let's go Mets.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, we want to invite you to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, 5 Wednesday games, a free hot dog at each of those games, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $30. Email silversluggers@stlucimets.com to sign up today.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Welcome back to Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Adam McDonald today by official scorer Bill Whitehead. He's not official scoring back at Clover Park tonight. He's helping them on the broadcast.
What we were just talking about, attendance, we'll leave the team out, but I think there's a Smash Mouth tweet that should probably come into play here because they always seem to get in it with the Athletics.
A couple of foul balls here from Osiris Johnson. We're in the bottom of the second. Johnson awaits a third pitch. He grounds it to the hole at short. Newton Fields, the soft throw to first in time. Boy, it always feels like Shervin Newton just lobs it over there, but it always has a good velocity on it and always seems to be right on target. He's got a big arm.
He's had a really good year in the field. I mean, just making the routine plays every time.
Last night, it was an outlier. He had a tailor-made double play ball hit right to him. It was one of those deals where he tried to throw it to second before he had it, bobbled it bases loaded instead of two outs, and he knew that probably stuck in his craw. But yeah, you're right, Bill. He's had an excellent season. You're going to make errors.
Yeah.
Shortstop, no question about it. good to see him get tested early and pass the test.
Yeah, you can take all the ground balls you want in practice, but until you get in the game, you know.
It's Christian Rodriguez taking a strike. He went 2-for-4 yesterday. Swings and misses at a pitch. 0-2. Now, we were talking about attendance between innings, Bill, because it's actually a decent crowd here tonight at Roger Dean.
Yeah.
Considering it's a Wednesday. Now, perfect weather, but there's no question in this league, Wednesdays are tough draws.
Their Wednesday last year was different.
Wednesday last year, they had nobody. It was a noon game.
Yeah.
Last year in COVID season, they had noon starts on Wednesdays, and the stadium was closed to the public.
Oh, I didn't know it was entirely closed. I remember you telling me that. It's like that game in Baltimore a few years ago.
Yeah, we were closed to the public last night here. Just the pass list for family and friends. No concessions. Good crowd tonight.
Yeah, it is a really good crowd.
What's the marketing phrase for that? You know, you basically deny people entry, now they want to go. There's a swing and a miss on a fastball. Strike three, sit down, Christian Rodriguez. Second strikeout for Sanchez. Two up, two down in the home second. And a couple years ago, back in 2019, last time we had a full season, it was not limited by COVID. On Wednesdays was the Silver Slugger night. And I always remarked how nobody was on their phone on Silver Slugger night. Here's a ground ball right over the mound, but playing it near second base with Newton makes the throw, and Cameron Barstad is out. A breezy second inning for Franklin Sanchez. We'll go to the third. No score in Jupiter.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the concourse. Be sure to stop by the new Jim Beam Bourbon Bar in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Hi, I'm Brandon Nimmo of the New York Mets. I don't want anything to stop me from being at my best on the field. That's why I don't use tobacco. Using tobacco can cause shortness of breath and make your heart beat 3 times faster than normal. And that can slow you down and take you out of the game. Be like me. Choose to be tobacco free and be at your best both on and off the field. Be strong, be healthy, be tobacco free. For more information, visit tobaccofreeflorida.com or call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW.
Mets baseball.
About to start the top of the third. Bill, we were remarking during commercial break there that because these games move so fast now, you really can't get into it a whole lot. Storytelling and
whatnot. Hypothetically speaking, let's say someone needed a ride home tonight, and the rest of the family was at the mall or something or going out to eat. You might have to alert them, as I just did.
I don't think you're going to be in danger of being left behind.
Well, I think my wife just asked what half we were in. So
somewhere in the end of the first quarter.
Yeah.
Alex Ramirez leading off the third, no score, and he takes a big cut and foul tips the pitch. But, yeah, back to the attendance. Used to be Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium on Wednesdays, Silver Slugger nights, and they'd all be watching the game. Nobody's on their phone.
Yeah.
And there's a elderly demographic here today, but I don't see any Silver Slugger shirts. Here's a ground ball backhanded at third by Rodriguez, makes the play to retire Ramirez.
I do like the stands down there behind the bullpen.
The metal bleachers out behind.
Unoccupied. Tonight, but I do like that. I like the foul territory. I'm sure a lot of pitchers do. There's plenty of foul territory here. You go to all the parks. I only see a few of them.
Here's Consuegra.
Hitting a ball down into those stands.
Confused with Consuegra or however they said it over there.
How does the foul ground here at Roger Dean?
This is the most.
This is the most by far.
This is the most, yeah. It's the bullpens are just to the foul side of the line. There's a swing and a miss. It's one and two.
There must be 20 yards from this first row to the foul line.
Swager, again, gets way ahead of it, fouls it over those bleachers you like so much, Bill.
Yeah, those are cool.
The old metal bleachers, like a high school football stadium. I see a chain roping them off, and you can't get up there tonight. And the swing strikes out for the second time against Edgar Sanchez. So both Chance Sanchez is doing well to this point.
Game 22, Justin Guerrero.
Looks like last night. Here's Guerrero, who has a single up the middle. Justin almost got a hold of one yesterday out to left. Fell just shy of the warning track, right into the teeth of the wind. On a night like tonight, the wind's not as severe, that would be out. He's got good pop.
This is a really great night for cold, cool for Florida, whatever. It's brisk. And, you know, whatever breeze there is seems to be circulating in our room as the papers swirl like a tornado at times.
There's a ground ball backing up as Rodriguez, the third baseman, fields it. Throws on target just in time to get Guerrero. An inning over. A couple of ground outs to the hot corner. And Consuegra strikes out. Mets have been held off the board for the first three innings. Go to the bottom of the third, scoreless on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
8-9-1 in the Jupiter order against Franklin Sanchez. Zach Zubia to start things off. No score in the home third. Sanchez first pitch slide piece in for strike one. Sanchez working exclusively from the stretch. Throws one that's fouled off deep to right. Zubia yesterday 0-for-2 with a couple of walks and a run. Fastball called third strike on the outside corner. Sit down Zach Zubia. I think that surprised pretty much everybody. But it's the ABS system calling that one. And the way Rivera caught that one, Bill, he kind of reached out for it. But as we've said many times on the broadcast now, the ABS system does not matter how a catcher frames it.
Nope. It's where it comes through.
Yep. In the middle of the plate. The ball outside to Kyler Castillo, the number 9 hitter.
You know, I was telling, we were talking about the layout of the stadium. I used to cover back in the day. This was before I had the Mets. I had this. And you had to cover both teams, the Cardinals and the Marlins in the spring. And it was always like, you're an old newspaper guy, right? So it was always like, oh, give us 5 inches or 6 inches on the Cardinals and like 10 on the Marlins. And the great fear in the spring is missing something. You know,
covering two teams at once made it kind of tough.
Yeah, it was really difficult, and it's like, how important is it to cover the Cardinals over the Marlins? You know, but there was a lot of back and forth here.
Get your steps in.
Yeah, and all I could hear, and with the Cardinals, he was here on a one-year deal or something. And
Vaughn, there's a name for you.
And Rick Ankiel was on that team.
Tyler Castillo gets brushed by a pitch. Said it got him on the jersey, so he is awarded first base. We're back to the top on the dangerous Khalil Watson, who Sanchez struck out starters. Well, people forget about Greg Vaughn, cousin of Mo Vaughn. He was in the home run race back in the summer of 98, I remember. Here's a pitch to the backstop. Missed everything. Straight to the screen. A wild pitch. Ball one. Castillo up to second base.
Yeah, I think he, if I recall correctly, he was brought on a one-year deal, kind of like when the Mets brought in Galarraga, like in 03 or somewhere around there. Didn't pan out. I think he retired after that. And we had his son in the Mets system after that. Corey Vaughn.
Ball foul back. Yeah, Corey Vaughn was a 2012-13 St. Lucie Met, I believe.
He had a walk-off hit by pitch, I think. I remember back, he used to write notebooks for St. Lucie, and that was an odd one.
It was Watson fouling the pitch off, 1-2.
And we used to see Greg there often. His dad would.
A lot of famous fathers have rolled through Florida State League stadiums over the years, recently too. Vlad Guerrero was here watching his son, Vlad Jr., back in 2018, 19? Wasn't that long ago.
Probably 19.
Roger Clemens has made his way through the circuit with multiple Clemenses, playing for Dunedin, Blue Jays, and Lakeland, the Flying Tigers. Here's a ground ball, vacant side on the left. It's through for a base hit. Getting the wave home is Castillo. Here comes the throw from Consuegra. It's cut off, and now they have Watson in a rundown, but nobody's at first base to receive the throw. Well, not the finest moment defensively for the Mets. RBI base hit for Watson to make it 1-0. Then Watson was hung up halfway between second and first base as Guerrero, the third baseman, tried to chase him down. There's nobody at first base to throw to. Barisierta not in position. And Watson with his speed is able to beat Justin back. That's the game's first run. There's a pitch for a ball to Sanoa.
Well, that Dunedin team you cited had three famous names in it, right?
Kevin Biggio. There's a ground ball right to Barisierta at first, touches the base, and that gets Sanoa for out number two. Kevin Biggio, son of Craig Biggio, and also Bo Bichette, son of Dante Bichette.
And if I recall correctly, they came over one time, maybe?
Came over one time.
And he was hurt.
And Bichette was hurt. Vladdy Jr. played well.
Oh, yeah,
they kicked the Mets' butts that weekend. That was a good team.
That was, you could tell Vladdy Jr. was going to.
Here's a ball pummeled by Jose Salas deep to right field. Looking up is De Los Santos. It's off the wall. Throw to second by Suarez.
Got him.
In time to get Salas. Run counts. Watson touches home plate almost simultaneously as Suarez tags out Salas, who was trying to stretch a long single into a double. Had a great throw by Omar De Los Santos on the wall in right field to get his runner at second base. We know he's got a hose.
9-4-6 on that put out there.
It's a second run for the Hammerheads, but the inning is over. They lead it 2-0, end of three.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
surprise me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew and tell them it's only $20. As a Kids Club member, you get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games, and you get a free ice cream both days. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Let's go back to the field.
Some excitement in that last half inning. Bill, I think the umpires got it right. I think Watson touched home plate just before Salas was thrown out at second.
Yeah, I was looking at second at the relay in from De Los Santos and didn't really see home.
There's Jack Thomas Wold swinging and missing. So run counts. Third out at second base on the great relay from De Los Santos. Mets in a 2-0 hole as this ball is outside. From Edgar Sanchez, who struck out Wold in the first. Wold swings and misses. Looks like it is changeup. It's 1-2. Mets do have activity going in the bullpen. Looks like Dylan Hall will be coming on for the fourth. Wold swings and misses and strikes out again. Well, they've been attacking him. That pitch down in the zone. Hasn't figured it out yet tonight.
He's a player this year, and we got him late last year, right?
Wold?
Yeah.
Yes. 12th rounder from UNLV in July. Made his way over in August. I believe he joined us on that two-week road trip in Tampa. Here's Sherbin Newton taking a breaking pitch for a strike.
One thing I've noticed, it seems, about Wold this year, and the few times I've seen him play, his speed looks pretty good. I mean, and it may have been evident last year, and we just didn't see it as often, but he runs well, as do a lot of players on this team. I mean, it really is a fast team.
Here's a pitch inside. Yeah, I do think there was a pretty big leap made in the offseason by the position players who were drafted last year who joined St. Lucie. I think Wold and Guerrera have taken big jumps. They look like different players, better players than they were. And we've talked about it, the jump from, well, you're one day you're in college, you're living in a different city, you have everything figured out, and then life hits you when you get drafted. All of a sudden you're playing in Florida, you're with new teammates, you're with a new team, you're professional now. It's a lot to take in, and oh, by the way, go play some games against other talented players. Give them a full offseason to rest, recuperate, have the offseason program, and they both look better now. Newton trying to hang in there, grounded out to short in the first.
Brooklyn used to be the stopping point, didn't it, for guys out of college?
Yes.
Who would get the short season, get a few games under their belt. I remember.
Newton slugs one, deep right field. Allen going back, it's twisted around. It bounces off
double,
the warning
double.
Track,
double.
Over the wall. That is a ground rule double. Sherbin Newton tomahawks one hopping over the fence. That's his fifth double of the season. And that's first extra base hit of the game.
First baseman, number 24, Raul.
See if they can get Newton home. That was the hit Newton was looking for last time when there were a couple of guys in scoring position.
He really crushed that one, and it one hopped out. I don't think the ball's carrying out to the right that well.
108 off the bat, Bill. Is that good?
That's pretty good. What did we see last week? Didn't we see a 113.7?
I think we saw a 111. 113 is... That's high-end major league. There's a breaking ball to Bear Sierta, curve inside.
I would go back and check on that, but he hit that ball that knuckled in center field wound up being a double.
He flies this one to left center.
Yeah.
Starting and stopping is Osiris Johnson, but he makes the catch. We're out number two. Newton holds on at second base.
Right fielder,
so two down in the top of the fourth, and 2-0 Jupiter. Omar De Los Santos has a sharp single tonight. See if he can come up with a two-out RBI hit to get the Mets on the board. Yeah, you official scorers can really dig into the exit velocity. It helps you out trying to determine hit or error.
That was. Do you remember that play I'm talking about? That
I
was
do,
a very.
I do recall.
That ball was moving all over the place, and that's an interesting one to score.
Hits the defender right in the glove, and he drops it, but you're 110 miles an hour. It's knuckling.
And that happened to Kevin Kiermaier the other night. Same thing, and he just whiffed on it, and they called it a hit. But, again, just, I mean, he's a three-time Gold Glove winner. But that can be tough when it's hit right on the nose like that.
The swing and a miss. De Los Santos loses his helmet. We've graduated from losing our hats running in the field to swinging so hard we've got a helmet popping off. If De Los Santos swings like that and connects, look out. Breaking ball, he swings and misses at the slider and strikes out. Two more strikeouts for Edgar Sanchez. He pitches around the one-out Newton double. He has blanked the Mets through four innings. Go to the bottom of the fourth. Mets trail it 2-0.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Now let's get back to the action.
Brady Allen will lead off at the bottom of the fourth against Franklin Sanchez. So Sanchez does stay out there, even though Dylan Hall was working in the bullpen the entire last half inning. There's a slider for a strike. Dylan still out there, so he could come in at a moment's notice, but Sanchez starting this inning at 42 pitches.
What's the longest start you've seen this year by either us or them?
That would be yesterday. Luis Palacios went six innings. Mm. Only 68 pitches.
Yeah, that's very economical. That's been an interesting thing in the major leagues this year is that, you know, with spring the way it was and everyone kind of behind a little bit, though some managers, like Kevin Cash, have expressed that they like the shortened spring, but they would like to be able to, you know, talk with their players. Of course, there was a silent period.
Yes.
And they would like to be able to keep in touch with throwing regiments of their pitchers and stuff. But what do you think about a short?
Pitches over for a called third strike to Brady Allen. Well, I think, you know, speaking from a Mets standpoint, this is no secret. But, you know, the second day of spring training for the New York Mets, Max Scherzer was out throwing like a 40-pitch bullpen, you know, because, you know, he had built up,
yeah,
you know, at a normal time. And, you know, and then you see, like, Max Scherzer yesterday makes, I think, the third start of the season, and he's over 100 pitches. So, you know, maybe if they could get on a regiment like that, like, all right, everybody come to spring training ready to throw a 40-pitch bullpen and we can go from there. We're going to go from here is commercial break because we have a pitching change. Franklin Sanchez faces one batter in the fourth strikes him out, and now Dylan Hall will take over the rest of the fourth. It's 2-0 Jupiter.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings. Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgating 101.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Let's go back to the field.
Dylan Hall, the new pitcher for the Mets, facing Osiris Johnson. Dylan, this is appearance number 4 of the season. It's going to lead all Mets. Here's an excuse me half swing that's popped up. First base side, Bear Sierra backpedaling on the dirt. Makes the catch. One pitch, one out for Hall against Osiris Johnson. 2-0, 2-0. Final line for Franklin Sanchez, 3 1/3 innings. 2 hits, 2 runs, both earned. He walked 1, struck out 4. Economical 47 pitches, 32 strikes. Billy looked pretty good.
Yeah, he did. Just they strung a couple of things together, and that happens. Yeah, he did look good.
Christian Rodriguez up. And Rodriguez takes the ball low. And then swings and misses at a changeup. Dylan Hall, 1 of 7. Of the 17 Mets pitchers who enters the night with a 0.00 ERA. It's not giving up a run. Here's the ball that's belted out to center. On the move is Ramirez. Can't get there. Took an odd route. I don't know if the wind knocked it down, but the ball bounced a few feet in front of him. Rodriguez, a base hit. Ramirez making those type of catches.
Yeah, that was a little odd. The wind must have knocked it down.
Did have that funny English on at the end. It almost looked like it just took a dive bomb. Ramirez opting to play it on a bounce. Want to misplay that into a double. Cameron Barstad will bat. He takes a ball low. Billy, having some problems with the wind there?
Yeah, it's just...
Breezing straight in today.
It is.
Bill, as you notice, I'm in the hoodie. I learned my lesson last night. It got a little cool in here. Pickoff play, safe.
We're almost to May. I've kind of put all that stuff away. But
yeah, I think we're done with the cold spells.
We've had some nice...
Keep saying that. We keep getting...
78 at the ball. I mean, he agrees.
The ball outside. Well, nothing will beat the first series of the year in Daytona where we were playing 59 degrees. Mm. So I don't think I ever called the Florida State League game where the temperature began with the number 5. Pitch out, throw to second base by Rivera.
Got him.
The tag on Rodriguez, got it.
2-6.
Rivera just got rid of it. One hopped it just over the mound. But it works out. Rodriguez caught stealing, as he said, Bill, 2-6. And that'll end the fourth. We're speeding through another game. Off we go to the fifth. Mets trail by 2.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
Hey, fans, get ready for some big league savings from Tire Kingdom. We are swinging for the fences with our lowest tire price guarantee on this all-star lineup of tire brands featuring Michelin, Nitto, Cooper, and more. Plus, visit TireKingdom.com today for a coupon good for a $21.99 conventional oil change or $20 off a synthetic blend or full synthetic oil. Step up to the plate and slide into Tire Kingdom, proud sponsor of 2022 spring training.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park every Saturday throughout the season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Tickets for all Saturday fireworks games are available. Purchase yours now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
We're speeding along, not even an hour into the game, and we are starting the fifth inning as the Mets will send Rivera, Suarez, and Ramirez to the dish. It's Edgar Sanchez, 2-0 Jupiter. First pitch, Rivera takes a strike. Rivera lined out to the right center field gap. Thought he might have got a hit last time up. Well struck ball. There's a roller foul.
You know, you're a veteran of the airwaves, right? You've been doing this a while, and you're a pro.
A little bit.
I'm not.
I think people – pro is a relative term, I think.
Well, so
– I broadcast for a professional baseball team. That makes me a pro.
My fear is always coming on here and saying something untoward and indicting myself. And it got me to thinking – it got me to thinking today about anyone who has ever – actually indicted himself on the airwaves. Can you remember one?
A sports broadcaster or just a broadcaster in general?
Well, a guest on a show of a famous sports. I'll let you think about it. A guest on a show, a famous sports show.
This ball was fouled off by Rivera to stay alive.
A guy who said something and got in trouble for it.
The wheels are turning up there, but I'm not.
And he went to prison.
Whoa, how do I not? I probably do know this, but. Like I said, the wheels are turning, but not much is going on. Rivera shoots one down the first base side for a base hit out of the diving reach of Zubia. The Mets have a leadoff single. Yeah, the Mets have five hits now. They just haven't quite seemed to string the hits together right. That the Hammerheads did to run a couple innings ago.
I'll do my best impression, okay, to give it away. Paul, you know them trees up at Auburn?
Oh, Harvey.
I poisoned them.
Okay, that was... radio call-in show.
Yes.
South. That's a little different.
It was different, but a guy indicted himself on the airwaves.
He did.
Because, you know, we have, on occasion, you and I do talk SEC football.
Just on occasion?
like every day, pretty much.
There is life outside of broadcasting minor league baseball. College football does eat up a chunk.
And for those of you listening in other areas, and there are some great
delayed
listeners.
Delayed steal by Rivera, and he's going to be tagged out. Well, Rivera started, stopped, and started again, and he was thrown out by Barstad. Not sure if there was a miscommunication there or he just got too far, caught off too far, but that was a tough moment for him, and his leadoff single is gone.
Yeah, we were saying that, you know, there's life outside, and, of course, football never stops in Florida. That's people listening in other regions of the country don't realize it. It never ends here in this state.
Ground ball, the first nice stop by Zubia, runs himself to the bag, three and assisted. No, it really doesn't.
We had Kenny Kelly in the Mets spring camp one year, on a one-year deal or something, or just an invite, and the first thing I did was ask him, why didn't you call a quarterback sneak against Penn State in 1999? And he told me there wasn't one in the playbook. And I'm like, you snap it and you go straight ahead, and they lost.
Ground ball foul down the third base side by Ramirez. Of course, the St. Lucie Mets at one time had on their roster probably the most famous college football player of all time, Tim Tebow.
Oh, I thought you were going to say DJ Dozier.
No, they did have DJ Dozier.
Tim Tebow, yes.
DJ Dozier, a running back for Penn State.
Mm-hmm.
And then
That had to have been about 1990 or so, because I had an odd job with the Mets then.
Early 90s, and then he was a draft pick by the Minnesota Vikings. And he did play for the St. Lucie Mets in between.
Yep. They had Lee May Jr. on that team, too. His dad played for the Orioles, I believe.
Here's a liner into right field by Ramirez. That's going to drop down fair. And with Alex's speed, he will try for two. Juggled a bit by Allen in right field, and Ramirez can slowly stop at second base with the two-out double. And that makes that single and caught stealing more.
You say, you talk about Tebow. So what would you say, the most famous?
Left fielder, number five.
Is that what you said?
Yeah, I think Tim Tebow is probably the most famous college football player of all time.
I have a friend who says he's the best player, college football player of all
that
time.
That is probably debatable, but
yeah,
famous
it is.
Worldwide reach, I don't think Tim Tebow, you're not going to find another college football player with that kind of reach.
Yeah, and you have one day a book in you about your season with Tim Tebow and that whole, what was our attendance that year? Like 122?
The attendance will never be broken for that season. Here's a ground ball by Consuegra out to third. Rodriguez handles it, and the inning is over. Mets get a couple of hits, including a double, but the theme remains no runs. We're at the halfway point, mid-fifth. It is 2-0 Jupiter. You are listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Keep up with all things St. Lucie Mets this year by following us on social media. Find us and like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And give us a follow on Twitter and look for cool Instagram pics by following at St. Lucie Mets. Our social media streams will give you the inside scoop on special promotions, deals, team information, weather delays, and all the latest news surrounding events at Clover Park. Oh, and make sure to visit stluciemets.com too. It's all happening on social media this season, so be sure to follow along, and let's go Mets.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, we want to invite you to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, 5 Wednesday games, a free hot dog at each of those games, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $30. Email silversluggers@stluciemets.com to sign up today.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water. So there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
We have another pitching change for the Mets. Keyshawn Askew is on the mound. Mets opening day starter. Now coming on relief, the mascot for Jupiter, Hamilton R. Head, the Hammerhead Shark. He's got this crowd all riled up. He's in his MC Hammer parachute pants, gold pants, by the way, and a gold hat, dancing on the dugout. They're going crazy. Now here's Askew as he faces the bottom of the order, starting with Barstad. So the lefty Askew gets the lefty Barstad right out of the gate. We're in the home fifth, 2-0 Jupiter. They got a couple of runs in the third. And there's Askew getting a ground ball rolled up to first base. Bear Sierta will take it, run it to the bag, step on first for the out.
You know, we were talking about Tebow. Askew went to Clemson.
He did.
There's no connection with Tebow to Clemson other than the fact that I could see Tebow playing for Dabo. I mean, he would be like a Dabo guy.
You got to go, I mean, Tim Tebow, his recruiting was, gosh, 2004, 2005. That's how long it's been. You got to figure, was Clemson in the mix back then? And Clemson was, it's always been a
That was a Bowden
a
team.
Decent team.
Yeah, that was a, they would always start out like 6-0, and then they would start Clemsoning and wind up, you know, 7-5.
I think in the modern day game of college football, I think a player like Tebow would be on Clemson's radar, and he would probably be on theirs. But back then, Clemson wasn't what it is today. And Florida was bigger that year than it was today. There's a ball inside to Zubia.
And the Dan Mullen connection was huge. I asked him about Dan Mullen during a New York Mets press conference in the spring. And
did the rest of the Mets writers get frustrated with you because you threw a whole press conference on this before?
I think Mullen had been hired by the Gators or something that day, and he goes, "Oh, I love it," you know, and he went on and on. And not a fan of that team that he played for in college by any stretch of the imagination. It has the same colors that you're wearing, by the way. But what a great guy, Tebow. Nothing bad at all to say about him. Just
those were fun months.
Straight up good guy.
Fleeting time period in St. Louis Mets history. What a time it was. Zubia strikes out swinging. Two up, two down for Askew. Here's Kyler Castillo, who wears one right in the back. Hit by a pitch. Second time he's been hit by a pitch. He was pulled by Sanchez, just brushed on the jersey in the third, went on to score.
Shortstop number three, Khalil Watson.
And now Watson back up. He drove in Castillo last time. Watson one for two. He has got both go-ahead hits in this series.
Yeah. You know, when people reflect on eras, you know, and they always talk about the 60s as being great, I think the Tim Tebow era was our 60s.
A swing and a miss.
We had a Woodstock.
He was called up in late June, June 26th. I'll never forget it. 2017, and he finished out the season with us, and it was like a traveling rock show, basically, and overwhelming at times because we were a high A team, and you know, it was basically I was the only PR guy and the radio guy trying to do both things at once, and in the state of Florida, where you know he's by far the most popular, and he was great to deal with. A lot of circus-like things that happened at different stadiums. You know, selling jars of dirt and on-field batting practice passes for fans. And
debuted in Kissimmee with the Fire Frogs.
A swing and a miss. Right? He debuted at home. At home, you felt like we were in a controlled environment.
Right.
When you went on the road, it felt like things were out of your hands in a way. Like you were at the mercy of the other team. Were they prepared for the onslaught? You know, were they willing to work with you? There's a swing and a miss. Khalil Watson strikes out. And the good inning by Askew. He strikes out two, works around the hit by a pitch. Going to the sixth. Mets trying to start a rally. They trail 2-0.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also
finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most. Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the concourse. Be sure to stop by the new Jim Beam Bourbon Bar in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Hi, I'm Brandon Nimmo of the New York Mets. I don't want anything to stop me from being at my best on the field. That's why I don't use tobacco. Using tobacco can cause shortness of breath and make your heart beat 3 times faster than normal. And that can slow you down and take you out of the game. Be like me. Choose to be tobacco free and be at your best both on and off the field. Be strong, be healthy, be tobacco free. For more information, visit tobaccofreeflorida.com or call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW.
This is St. Louis Mets Baseball.
Oh, Bill, we're having a good time reminiscing up here.
You're going back to Tebow. Didn't was there not a rainout involved in his home debut?
Oh, yeah. The probably top three worst storm ever experienced by me at Clover Park happened on Tim Tebow's debut. Thought the place was – I mean, people in the stands were getting soaked. They were trying to find dry land or a dry spot in the stadium. It's a ball popped foul by Justin Guerrero. But the lightning, the frequency of the lightning and the volume of the thunder, and people were screaming.
I remember being in the sound room, and it
– Yeah, I remember.
We felt – that's the only time – there are times you feel trapped
Guerrero walking back to the dugout, I think, to get a new bat.
Yeah, that jammed him.
Yeah. Okay, making sure it wasn't a auto strike call.
Yeah, that was the only night at Clover Park where I've ever felt trapped. I didn't feel safe.
Well, I remember in the press box, if you've ever been to Clover Park, you know, the press box, all the booths upstairs are open air. And there's no window. But you have the giant overhanging roof, so you're protected from the rain, unless it's really bad. And sometimes you can get a spritz inside on the table, countertop. Here's a ground ball out to short. Backhanded by the second baseman, Sonoa, and he throws to first in time, and Guerrero doesn't like the call. That one somehow was stopped. Looked like it was going through to center field for a hit. Mets just can't seem to get a break here. Every time they get a couple of hits, they can't get a run across. Then they come close on plays like that, can't get a hit. It's a tough game so far as they try to grind their way.
And they've lost a couple of hits up the middle. I mean, there's some good plays defensively by that tandem.
Watson and Sonoa. Yeah, back to Clover Park. Yeah, that I'll never forget. We had probably 20 media members in the press box that night, and they were all pushed up against the back wall, and they were still getting pounded by rain. That's how sideways it came in as Wold flies out. So, oh, memories over the years, Bill.
Yeah, that was a really rough night.
The shortstop, number 20, Sherman Newton.
Then he had a doubleheader the next day.
And he homered off the pitcher who went up with the Cardinals. He went to Centennial High School right around the corner.
Junior Fernandez.
Junior Fernandez. Wasn't he with the Cardinals?
He was. Two outs, and Sherman Newton lines one into right field, falling fast, and on the run is Johnson. He makes the catch. Oh, a quick 1-2-3 inning for Sanchez. Well, both pitchers for Jupiter. Cios yesterday, one run. Sanchez tonight, no runs. Mets down 2-0. Mid-6, we're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
Sonoha leading off in the home sixth. He's 0 for 2. Just made a nice play defensively. Adam and Bill back with you from Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Game flying along. Keyshawn Askew throws a pitch for a strike at the knees.
The word on the street is Keyshawn is a big fan of The Office.
Yeah, according to his Clemson bio, he's watched every episode at least 4 times. Which is only half the amount of times I've watched. I have not. No, I was helping him fix the speaker in the clubhouse the other day, but
you got to get the
music right before you can get into the details of a TV show. Ask you if it's a foul ball.
You could have asked him if you probably need a guy like Dwight Schrute or something to help out with assembling this, because, you know, he got that bat.
He did get
out
the
bat. At Meredith's expense.
There's a ball foul or to the backstop. Last year, I was thrilled because the Mets went to Fort Myers on a night where the Mighty Muscles had Meredith Palmer from The Office, the actress, Kate Flannery, coming because of my connection to the Fort Myers broadcaster. Here's a diving stop at third by Guerrera. Gets up, low throw. Bears-Hierta has it for the out. Nice play. Guerrera on the hot corner. You can hear the Mets fans approving that one. Blue and clad orange folks behind first base dugout. Both teams flashing leather tonight. And it was Sanoa who took the hit away from Guerrera. Justin returns the favor, retiring Sanoa.
So how was that experience?
Oh, it was great. Kate Flannery, lovely lady. Got to take her picture, my picture with her. The very small meet and greet.
Yeah.
The couple of Fort Myers staffers before the game. They were very nice enough to include me, the visiting broadcaster. There's a ball fouled away, or kicks away for a ball. I found out Fort Myers this coming homestand next week for the Mighty Muscles. Brian Baumgartner, played Kevin in The Office,
yes.
Is there.
Going to go through the whole cast over the course of seasons.
They might. They had, I believe, Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley Hudson in 2019. I think Syracuse Mets also have Stanley this year. I keep pushing for the St. Lucie Mets to get one of these Office characters, but it just hasn't happened yet. There's a half swing and a miss. That ties up Salas, and he strikes out, and Keyshawn Askew is on to something.
What was Meredith's son's name? All I can remember is
Dwayne. You've got some questions that have got the wheels turning. No answers come.
All I can remember is Dwight saying, yeah, but at least I'm not some terrible latchkey kid.
Yeah, he got upset.
Yeah, he put him in his place.
There's the pitch.
And then Pam got him with the shred paper with her. But I think you know the show better than I do. I mean,
Probably. A lot of time wasting that goes on in the McDonald household. It's a pitch for a strike. Well, Jim Halpert was once on that sales hot streak. Well, Keyshawn Askew's on a hot streak right now. He got three strikeouts since coming to this game. And this one outside, 1-2 on Brady Allen. 2-0 Jupiter. And Askew, one good pitch away from sending us to the seventh inning. And he's got it.
Wow.
Strike three, swing and a miss for Brady Allen. Askew, two scoreless innings. He's got four strikeouts. This game is moving. Going to the seventh, getting late. Mets looking for a comeback. It's 2-0 Jupiter.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew and tell them it's only $20. As a Kids Club member, you get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games, and you get a free ice cream both days. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Let's go back to the field.
New pitcher for Jupiter. Maybe that will be what the Mets need to get the offense going. Well, I said that last night and it didn't work either. Yuris Jimenez is the new pitcher, a right-hander. He takes over for Edgar Sanchez. Sanchez, six innings, six hits, no runs, no walks, five strikeouts. So the two Jupiter starters this series, 12 innings and one run allowed.
The Cotto and Painter, I think I said the same thing about both of them. You got to find a way to get these guys out of the game. I mean, you got to take some pitchers or something. Well, and that was the case tonight.
First pitch from Jimenez is a ball outside. Well, really, the story in this series so far, as this is a weak tapper out to short, Watson scoops up, takes his time, throws to first, and Barrasierta's out. As Jupiter's just throwing a lot more strikes. The Mets have thrown a lot of strikes, too, but the Mets did get into trouble in the third inning with a one-out hit by pitch. Mm-hmm. That run ended up scoring. And then yesterday, a leadoff walk in the fifth inning ended up scoring the go-ahead run. And then there was a base-loaded walk to force in another run later in that inning and later in the game. So the Mets in these tight games have had some misfires on the mound that have come back to bite, and Jupiter basically hasn't had any. They've just pummeled the strike zone. There's a ball that's fouled away. And that's really a blueprint, Bill, for almost every team in this league. Just throw strikes. Look, and Robbie Robinson has said this to me. They'll get their hits, but, you know, it's tough to string a lot of hits together in a row as De Los Santos strikes out swinging and score runs. And we've seen that for the Mets. The Mets have gotten some hits. But maybe if there was a walk mixed in there, one of those hits drives in the walk. There were no walks. So, again, throwing strikes, getting contact, and that's what Jupiter's done well in the series. That's one of the reasons they're up 2-0 today. So Jimenez gets the first two on a ground out and a strikeout. The six straight Mets have been retired since Ramirez's two-out double in the fifth. Now Jose Rivera is up, and he takes the ball outside. And then he chops one deep to third, but that is foul.
Now, you just saw on that play that a miscue by the protector guy, I guess you would call him.
Protecting the bullpen catcher as Jupiter has another arm loosening in the pen.
Like three pitches prior, he misplayed another one, and the catcher fielded it as he was turning. So, of course, we have the greatest protector story ever in our bullpen last year of fielding a live ball.
Oh, yes. Feeling a live ball, picking it up, looking at it, throwing it down, and the umpire not catching any of it.
Neither of the umpires of the crew saw it, and it was inside the park home run.
Did not make the Bradenton manager very happy.
By who hit that?
Warren Saunders hit that.
Yeah.
Up in Brooklyn now. It's a pitch high to Rivera. It's 2-2. And then a pitch low, 3-2.
That play shouldn't happen here with this foul ground.
No. A rare three-ball count. I don't think we've had a full count all night. Ball high. The Mets have drawn a walk. Rivera on for the second time in three trips. So ends the streak of six in a row retired. And Albert Suarez will come up.
Second baseman, number four, Albert Suarez.
Suarez, one of the last players to make the team on the St. Lucie roster as opposed to extended spring training. Hasn't gotten a lot of playing time, but looked good defensively. Tonight he's got a fly out and a ground out, batting ninth. Mets trail 2-0. Two outs in the seventh. This ball hit hard but foul right past first base. It's 0-2. And Suarez could find a way to get on base here with Ramirez on deck as the would-be go-ahead run could make it very interesting. Liner foul. Good job protecting Suarez. Hangs in. O-2 again from Jimenez. It's grounded out towards second. This is scooped up by Sanoa. Flips over to Watson covering second for the force out of Rivera. Fielder's choice for Suarez, and that ends the inning. Sun is not even quite set all the way. We're already stretching here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. 2-0 home team.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. 07.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Now let's get back to the action.
Bottom of the seventh. Most fans still standing in the seventh inning stretch. Cyrus Johnson will lead it off against Keyshawn Askew. Keyshawn for his third inning of work. Two hitless innings with four strikeouts. Askew, seven innings, six hits, four runs, two earned, three walks, and six strikeouts across two games prior to tonight, both starts. Time is called. As we wave off the clock. Askew's pitch to Johnson outside. Through 10 games this season, Mets have not had a game go longer than 3 hours as Askew fields a comebacker, an overhand lob. Rare to see Keyshawn throw straight overhand. And he gets Johnson at first base on the comebacker. Longest game this year with 2 hours, 57 minutes. Ironically, the first two games of the season in Daytona. But, Bill, we've not had one game last longer than 3 hours. Average time of game for the St. Lucie Mets this season through 10 games, 2 hours, 40 minutes. Last year, through the first last year through the first 10 games, 8 games over 3 hours.
Yeah.
One that wasn't 3 hours was 2 hours, 59 minutes. The other one was an eight-inning game.
Is my math right? Is this game 90 minutes?
Or one out in the home seventh.
Okay.
Last year, average game time through the first 10 games for the Mets, 3 hours, 24 minutes, compared to 240 this year. That is a 44-minute difference, according to my bad broadcaster math. 44 minutes is about what it takes to drive from Clover Park to Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. It is outrageous, the difference, and it makes me think that last year was basically criminal.
Yeah,
that we did
was.
Not have the clocks.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why we didn't have the clocks when one league out in California did have the clocks as this ball is pulled foul.
That was,
they make a tremendous difference in the pace of play. There is no dilly-dallying. We're getting it and going. You mentioned that Jeff Passan article, and one of the concerns of the pitchers was, you know, runners basically taking advantage as there's a called third strike on the corner. The pitch clock going down. They know the pitcher has to start his motion home so they can get an early break on taking off to second.
Yeah.
The other concern that was brought up by somebody anonymously was, as rapid as the pitchers have to go, will this eventually lead to injuries down the line? Mm. And Jeff Passan had a note last year that in the California League, injuries were down. Mm. But with the caveat that it's basically a small sample size. Yeah, if you get a pitcher trying to rush through things, could he eventually, you know, that leads to some wear and tear. Here's a breaking ball that's right at the inside corner, and it's 0-2 on Cam Barstad.
Well, that was a great breaking ball right there.
Spinner that just clips the inside corner. 0-2 to Barstad. This one just missed inside. talking ball on appeal. Did he go? Yes. First base umpire, Gary Griffin, said he went around. Barstad can't even bring himself to look down there. Two more strikeouts for Askew. He's got six across three innings of relief. Off we go to the eighth.
Risk it.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings. Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Let's go back to the field.
Bill, we were talking about famous fathers coming through the league watching their sons play. We have another situation right now. Jared Pettit, son of Andy Pettit, on the mound for Jupiter. Of course, a lefty.
Yep.
Pitched the eighth inning, trying to protect a 2-0 Jupiter lead. Mets at the top of the order coming up. This might be the Mets' last best chance, as it will be Ramirez, Consuegra, and Guerrero. Ramirez having a good night, 2-for-3 with a double. Good a night as you can, 7 innings. First pitch and sails high to the backstop for ball one. Jupiter scored both runs in the third. Kyler Castillo hit by a pitch by Franklin Sanchez, went to second on a wild pitch, scored on Khalil Watson's RBI single. Watson would go on to score on a long base hit by Jose Salas just before Salas was thrown out at second base. We have an auto ball called or a time called, because the umpire stopped the game.
He did.
And now Angel Espada, the manager for Jupiter, is coming out to argue something.
First pitch was fouled off, correctly? Correct?
It was a ball to the backstop.
No, that's right.
Did he flash 2-0 or 1-0? I think 1. As this pitch is high for ball 2. I'm not sure. Espada.
3-0.
So he did call an auto ball.
Yep.
He wasn't very demonstrative.
He just pointed. He didn't point to his watcher.
That's the signal that we've been getting used to now, as Ramirez swings 3-0 and misses. As the umpire will step out from behind the plate, points to his wrist like it's a watch for auto ball. More subtle there from Dangerfield. 3-1 coming, and Ramirez swings and misses again. On a fastball at the letters, it's a full count. Payoff pitch, ball 4, says the ABS system. Ramirez on for the third time, and that's a start for the Mets.
Get something going here, string a few things together.
Left fielder number 5, Stanley Consuegra.
Well, this team had 3 comeback wins over Clearwater last week, so they're not all that unfamiliar with being down.
I think they're getting closer to pronouncing his name.
Message.
Did you?
I heard it was received, but you can lead them to
yeah.
to the water, Bill. You can't make them fish or drink.
Yeah.
There's a ball that's fouled off by Consuegra, who's had a tough night, 0-for-2, 0-for-3 with two strikeouts and a ground out.
Real fast, what's your all the ballparks you've gone to, other than ours, of course, that's excluded. What is the best in-game thing you've seen, or promotion, or something that really jumps out at you that you're like, wow, that's really clever?
It's a good question. We've only been to two places now this year. I'm always entertained by Daytona. Not the greatest booth. Of course, you're sharing it. There's no air conditioning. It was tolerable this time around because they had the track
degrees.
Man. I could help. They helped me with the velocities and exit velocity. And 59 degrees. That was great.
Yeah.
That was good. But as a swing and a miss by Consuegra, just tied up and the ball up around his eyes. It's a tough night for him as he strikes out. But yeah, just sometimes the absurdity of Daytona. They have the on-field host is always in like a tuxedo, and they had like a toddler race this year. They do some wild things. That's always entertaining.
They did movie night, didn't they? Were they during COVID? Didn't they use a stadium to section off?
They did.
They sold off sections of the field.
They did.
My favorite one.
Justin Guerrero is in the box and he takes a strike on the corner.
Was in Augusta. Watching a Green Jackets game about 7 or 8 years ago, Bark at the Park night, bunch of dogs. I mean, like 200. And on the scoreboard, on the video board out there between innings.
It's a ball outside, a snap throw to first by the catcher, Barstad, not in time.
Between innings, they played a video of a mailman walking to the door whistling. He hits the buzzer.
The doorbell.
And the doorbell went off, and every dog in there went crazy. Yeah.
Fort Myers does a great job with that. And I worked for Fort Myers way back in the day, gosh, over 10 years ago. And, yeah, Fort Myers probably has the best bark in the park.
Wanted me to adopt last year, which I should have, or a couple years ago.
They did.
What was his name?
He probably came.
Sir something. Sir
Paul or something like that. But yeah,
Sir Reginald, I think.
Guerrero swinging and missing for a second strike. It's 2-2. But, no, Fort Myers, they'll play the doorbell sound drop, and the dogs will go crazy. Oh. It's great.
It's fantastic.
And it's a great booth up high so you can see the dogs all down below.
They all start working. It really is a great.
Guerrero expands the strike zone, swings and misses. What would have been ball three. He strikes out. So after Ramirez started the inning with the walk, back-to-back strikeouts on pitches way out of the zone. And maybe the Mets feeling a little bit of pressure here. They only scored one run now in the two games, and that on a home run. Guys may be trying a little too hard as Wold comes up, and Pettit induces a soft ground ball out to the second baseman, Sanoa. Throws to first, and Wold is retired. That's just nothing clicking on offense here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium through the first 17 innings. They've been held off the board tonight. We'll go to the home eighth. It's 2-0 Jupiter.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The Police Department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
Hey fans, get ready for some big league savings from Tire Kingdom. We are swinging for the fences with our lowest tire price guarantee on this all-star lineup of tire brands. Featuring Michelin, Nitto, Cooper, and more. Plus, visit TireKingdom.com today for a coupon good for a $21.99 conventional oil change or $20 off a synthetic blend or a plate and slide into Tire Kingdom, proud sponsor of 2022 spring training.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park every Saturday throughout the season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Tickets for all Saturday fireworks games are available. Purchase yours now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Mets might be trailing in this game, looking rough on offense, but Keyshawn Askew putting together one of the best pitching performances for a St. Lucie pitcher we've seen so far this season. Three hitless innings with six strikeouts, just one hit batter. There's Zubia, and he takes a strike. Zubia 0 for 2 has struck out twice, including once against Askew. We're in the home eighth. Jupiter trying to tack on a run before the ninth. They were able to do so in the eighth inning yesterday. Nobody warming up for the Mets in the bullpen. As Askew delivers and gets a pop-up into shallow right field. A few Mets are there, and it's De Los Santos fighting the wind to make the catch. Mets in the ninth will have Newton, Bercierta, and De Los Santos. It looks like it'll happen against Yoelin Quiñones. He's warming up in the Jupiter bullpen. Kyler Castillo has been up twice. He's been plunked twice. One of those times paid off with a run, which is the difference in the game right now. Fastball outside. Other scores from around the Florida State League. It feels like we haven't had a chance to really explore anything tonight. Other games are moving quickly, but not quite like this. As this pitch is a strike inside. Fort Myers is up 4-2 at Dunedin in the seventh. Fort Myers trying to run its record to 9-2. Lakeland is up 5-0 at home against Palm Beach. That's good news. Always root for the West teams to beat the East teams. Clearwater leads Tampa 2-1 in the sixth. And Daytona's up 7-2 against Bradenton. Here's a soft poke in the center. Ramirez is going to come on and it'll land in front of him. And Castillo swung at that about 60% effort and drops them into center field. First hit against Askew.
Analytics, 60% effort, produces base hit.
Yeah, you swing 100%, it's a line out
right.
Center.
Absolutely.
Back to the top and Cleo Watson. 1-for-3, two strikeouts, but has hit the big one. Back in the third inning to give Jupiter the lead, he scored the second run. And those are the two runs in the game. Askew's pitch and swung on and missed, made him look foolish. So if scores hold around the league, Mets would still be in first place. Jupiter would get within one, Daytona within two. Potentially heading for a log jam across the entire East Division. There's a tapper foul up the third base side. Again, this year we're first half, second half. First half winner clinches the playoff spot in the East. Second half winner clinches the second playoff spot. Best of three series in the East in the postseason. So literally every team in the East, all four, have a 50-50 chance to make it. So, Bill, you got to keep your schedule sure. clear
yeah,
after the
yeah. I mean, I had it September. I had it cleared last year for the postseason.
Last year, the Mets won the division, didn't make the playoffs.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you, can you finish second in both halves and not make it? Well, we know you can finish first in a division and not make it.
I do have to get a clarification. What happens if the same team wins the first and second half? Does that team just get a bye to the championship series, or is it the next best record overall? The whole season, the next best record. And there's a swing and a miss. Strike three, sit down, Khalil Watson. Seventh strikeout for Keyshawn.
Yeah, I was not a fan at all of last year's results. I thought.
I know Reed Brignac was displeased as well. Lead his team to division title and not get a chance to participate in the playoffs. There's a swing and a miss to Javier Sanoa. I will say, the Mets were not the only team in the minors last year to win their division.
And not make it?
Not make it. It happened in quite a few leagues where the two best records in the other divisions went on to make the playoffs. Swing and a miss.
Which really makes you wonder, why are there two divisions? Well, you just lump them all together like the English Premier League.
You got to remember last year at the start of the season, they said there would be no playoffs.
Right.
So they just kind of threw it together a couple of months in.
We'll give them a post-pandemic break on that one.
Yeah. I think they were actually surprised at how well the season got off to last year with minimal cases and postponements. They decided, well, maybe it is worth a shot to do the playoffs. And initially, going into the season, it was, let's just basically, you know, get through this thing as quickly and as healthy as possible. Just develop the players.
Yeah.
And finish the year. But then once it got off to a good start, they said, well, we'll try the playoffs. And
even that incredible wave we were riding at the end, it wasn't good enough.
There's a swing and a miss and a breaking ball in the dirt. Strike three, sit down, Javier Sanoa.
Great work.
Keyshawn Askew struck out two batters in each of the four innings he pitched. Very impressive. Can the Mets extend this game? They'll try to. We're heading to the ninth. It's 2-0 Jupiter.
Keep up with all things St. Lucie Mets this year by following us on social media. Find us and like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And give us a follow on Twitter and look for cool Instagram pics by following at St. Lucie Mets. Our social media streams will give you the inside scoop on special promotions, deals, team information, weather delays, and all the latest news surrounding events at Clover Park. Oh, and make sure to visit. It's all happening on social media this season, so be sure to follow along and let's go Mets.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, we want to invite you to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, 5 Wednesday games, a free hot dog at each of those games, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $30. Email silversluggers@stlucymets.com to sign up today.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
This is St. Lucie Mets baseball.
Yoilan Quiñones on the mound for Jupiter, trying to close it out. Jupiter held on to a 4-1 ninth inning lead yesterday. Now it's 2-0 tonight as we sped through this thing. Newton, Bearcierta, and De Los Santos will bat for the Mets. Between the three of those, they are by 2-for-9. A double and a single.
I feel like something's going to happen here. I mean, it's been too quiet.
Mets have been, again, they've only gone down 1-2-3 twice. They've had guys on base. As Newton takes a strike. Actually, out hitting Jupiter 6-4. As Newton fouls one out of play. Sherman hit his fifth double of the season in the fourth inning with one out. That was a fly out and a strikeout. So first inning with two outs. Looked like Sherman Newton might have had a chance to squeak one through the infield. He was thrown out. A great play by Khalil Watson to cut across second base and make the play from short. Now if that one gets through, it's probably two runs, and this game is looking a little different. Quiñones' pitch is swung on a miss. It goes to the backstop. Sherman's going to have a chance to beat it out. Here comes the throw by Barstad. It's off the line. A strikeout wild pitch. Sherman Newton reaches. And maybe that's what the Mets need to get going. Barstad smacks his mask on his knee. Got through the wickets to the backstop. Thought it took a favorable bounce. He did not get to it, get rid of it quickly enough. So a strikeout on a pitch to the backstop, and the Mets now bring Bearcierta up as the tying run. Bearcierta 0-for-3, a couple of ground outs and a flyout. So 7 of the 9 innings, the Mets now have got a runner on base. Bearcierta singles up the middle for a base hit. Bill, you said you felt like something was going to happen. I don't know if you counted on a strikeout wild pitch.
Didn't have that one.
First and second for the Mets, and there's no outs.
Didn't have that in the equation.
De Los Santos coming up.
Number 21, Omar De Los Santos.
Are you thinking about laying one down here?
Well, you got Rivera on deck, and then Suarez after that.
Mm.
And Robbie walking down the third base coach's box, giving signals.
They're in at the corners. They're thinking something's up.
De Los Santos looking intently at his manager now in the box, and he is going to swing away. A big cut and a miss. A few batters away, you have Ramirez lurking. And De Los Santos keep the train moving down the tracks. Swings and misses at a breaking ball. He's chased two out of the zone. This is where the Mets have been starting to get in trouble here in this series, trying to do too much. Breaking ball in the dirt, swung on and missed again. De Los Santos, not a very disciplined plate appearance there, strikes out for the third time. Bill, he could be looking at 3-0 count right now.
Yeah. I mean, I like this approach. I mean, it's an aggressive. I mean, don't you think it's been an aggressive approach at the plate through?
Oh, it has.
10 or 11 games. So we've seen guys turn on balls that we've not had since Nito and Alonso were here, right-handed hitters that were dangerous or are dangerous. But sometimes that gets you, too, in different situations.
First pitch, fastball a bit high to Rivera. Rivera's quietly put together a nice little run. He had a hit yesterday. He's got a hit and a walk tonight. First and second for the Mets. One out, top of the ninth, trailing 2-0. He's a breaking ball low, and he lays off. And this is the more patient approach that might have been lacking earlier this evening. Quiñones, pitch home, fouled straight back. Rivera, a little disappointed he didn't drive that ball.
Yeah, he was expecting to get a strike and was swinging.
Newton, good speed on second. Bear Sierta, a trail run of the tying run. There's a ground ball, broken bat, out to the left, throw to second, is dropped. Sanoa threw to Watson, who could not handle the throw. No outs recorded. The Mets catch a break as Bear Sierta is safe on second. They're loaded now. Ooh. With one out. Boy, Sanoa had the visions of ending the game with a double. Too hot for Watson to handle. Newton down to third. Bear Sierta on second. Rivera at first. And the fielder's choice, E4. And Suarez, by far his biggest at-bat of the season. Tying run in scoring position. Go-ahead run on first. Quiñones' pitch is high and in. You can hear the excitement coming from the Mets dugout. They are into it. Jupiter's played a very clean series until this point. Suarez takes a strike. And it's 1-1. Well, if Suarez can get through this at bat, giving the Mets something, you got Ramirez on deck. What a showdown that would be. Both teams have players working in the bullpen. Quiñones' pitch. Check swing. Suarez did not hold up. Call the strike. Swinging strike by the home plate umpire, Dangerfield. Suarez, in disbelief, thought he held. It's 1-2. Have to protect now. 1-2 pitch, and he rolls it foul. Not just enough. Somebody from the Mets dugout yells out, way to fight. Bases loaded, one out, top of the ninth. Quiñones' pitch, Suarez grounds it foul. These are swings, Bill, where he's just trying to protect.
Yeah.
Waiting for something better to come in the zone. Suarez.
What have we got here?
0 for 3 tonight. 0 for 8 in the series. And now, yeah, the umpires have stopped the game, and they're getting together the third base side, and they're going to call the manager Espada out.
He's
and they're looking at the stands. Somebody reflecting something into the... Yeah, Espada's walking towards the dugout. Not sure what this is about. They're looking into the stands.
Yep.
It looks like a Hammerheads official's going to run down the concourse steps, maybe. Having some type of malfunction in the stadium? I'm not quite sure. Anyways, we're going to resume play while this gets sorted out. Quiñones' pitch is popped up on the infield. Foul ground. Running over Izubia, trying to get it.
Ugh.
It lands over the net and on top of the Mets dugout. And the wind, Bill, look at that, the wind blowing in.
That wind that's harassed us all night in the booth is...
That ball was popped up probably right on the first base line and made its way all the way into the stands by the end. So I'm not sure they still haven't quite figured out what was happening in the stands.
I don't know. It's unresolved.
Unresolved. Just like this at-bat by Suarez. Yeah. Three straight fouls with a 1-2 count. Quiñones' pitch is grounded hard to first. Could be two. Throw to second for one. Throw back to first. Is high, and it gets away. One run scores.
Yeah, it's in the
Bear
dugout.
Sierta scores, and we're tied.
Oh, wait a minute.
Are we going to have interference? The Hammerheads are coming out of the dugout to celebrate. The Mets are in disbelief.
That slide at second.
Robbie Robinson is out to argue. It's a quick argument, and the game is over. Jupiter has won. What have we had happened here?
Hard slide at second.
Takeout slide at second base interference. The Mets are stunned. Ramirez is in the on-deck circle with the bat and helmet. He can't believe it. The throw to second was good for one out. The throw back into the Mets dugout. So Newton had scored. Bear Sierta was coming home to score and tie the game. But there was a call at second base. And the game's over. Well, it doesn't look like the Mets put up much of a fight, as in disbelief as they are. No real argument. Just a bunch of disappointed Mets.
Wow, that was a tie game. Would have been.
Would have been a tie game. Instead, game over.
2-0.
They say Suarez out at first. It's a double play to end the game. The one thing Suarez really could not do with Alex Ramirez in the on-deck circle. Great disappointment for the Mets as they fall 2-0 on this Wednesday night. Jupiter now leads the series 2-0. For the first time this year, the Mets have lost back-to-back games. They dropped to 7-4 on the season. Their lead in the division is down to just one game over the now 6-5 Hammerheads, who have won 4 straight. Take a break. Come back to wrap up a disappointing night at the ballpark for the Mets. 2-0 Jupiter is the final.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the concourse. Be sure to stop by the new Jim Beam Bourbon Bar in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Hi, I'm Brandon Nimmo of the New York Mets. I don't want anything to stop me from being at my best on the field. That's why I don't use tobacco. Using tobacco can cause shortness of breath, and make your heart beat 3 times faster than normal, and that can slow you down and take you out of the game. Be like me. Choose to be tobacco-free and be at your best both on and off the field. Be strong, be healthy, be tobacco-free. For more information, visit tobaccofreeflorida.com or call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW.
Mets Post Game Live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Adam McDonald back with you from high atop the broadcast booth. Second floor. And wrapping up a tough night for the Mets. Tough ending. The best we can figure without replay, trying to watch the whole thing develop, can't see what the umpires are saying out at second base, is that maybe an illegal slide there by Jose Rivera, who had a tough night on the bases earlier in the game, caught stealing. As official scorer Bill pointed out, Suarez is going to beat out the play at first base, even if there was no interference out at second. And if the throw, maybe the throw would have been on target without the late slide, would have been safe, and it would have been a 2-1 game, and you would have had Ramirez coming up with the tying run at third. But again, 3-6-3, Zubia to Watson, and then Watson's throw back to Zubia too high, and apparently the interference there on the slide.
He called it right away. They came out of the dugout immediately.
Yeah. The call was made right away by Garrett Griffin, the base umpire. And Robbie Robinson came out to argue it a little bit, but really didn't have much of an argument. And, yeah, almost immediately, Bill, as we thought Bears Sierra was coming home to tie the game, the Hammerheads are coming out of the dugout to celebrate.
Yeah, almost simultaneously, yeah.
So, again, wish we had these games on MILB TV. We'll have those next week at home. But a tough way for the Mets to lose. Again, if it's just a routine play by Rivera going into second base, the game's going to continue because Suarez is safe at first. There was no way they were going to double him up there.
And maybe the throw doesn't get away, and maybe it's too.
So tough way for the game to end, tough way for the Mets to lose their second game in a row. But the team fought all the way to the end, as they have for pretty much every game this season. Scoring summary, only 2 runs came in the third inning. Kyler Castillo hit by a pitch. Khalil Watson, then he took second on a wild pitch from Franklin Sanchez. Khalil Watson drove him in to make it 1-0. Later in the inning, Jose Salas hit a RBI single off the wall in right. As Salas was being thrown out at second on a great relay by De Los Santos, Watson just did touch home plate to score. That counted, making it 2-0 before the final out. And, of course, the chaos ensued in the top of the ninth, but the Mets unable to score. I think they're still trying to figure everything out down in the press box, because the box score has yet to update with the finals. We can tell you no runs, 7 hits, no errors for the Mets, 2 runs, 4 hits, 1 error for the Hammerheads. Hitters in the game for the Mets, Alex Ramirez went 2-for-3 with a double, his 4th of the season. Sherman Newton also had a double, his 5th. Pitchers in the game for the Mets, Franklin Sanchez 3 1/3, 2 hits, 2 runs, a walk and 4 strikeouts. Dylan Hall cleaned up the 4th. He went 2/3 of an inning, a hit, no runs. Keyshawn Askew finished out the game. 4 1-hit innings of shutout ball with no walks and 8 strikeouts. Very impressive. Keyshawn has dropped his ERA to 1.64 through 3 appearances. For Jupiter, Edgar Sanchez gets the win. He deserved it. 6 shutout innings. No walks, 5 strikeouts, and 3 relievers, Jimenez, Pettit, and Quiñones, chip in with a scoreless inning apiece. Time of game, not quite sure what the official is, but it started at 6:28, and it ended before 8:28, so it's going to be under 2 hours. And pretty impressive, right, Bill? We thought it'd be a short one. Didn't know if it'd be under two.
So, let's keep those two-hour games. Keep them coming,
yeah,
right?
We've gone from 3 hours and 30-minute games to 1 hour and 50-something minute games. Quite a turnaround. The Mets on track. We'll do it again tomorrow night, same time, same place. Game 3 of this series at 6. It will be airtime at 6:20, game time at 6:30. I'll be joined by multimedia assistant John DeStefano for the first time. Looking forward to having John on the broadcast tomorrow. Bill, thanks for coming along tonight. We'll catch you some other time.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Always fun. Cool stadium, bad outcome, but hey, got that ride home. So.
Still baseball, still fun.
Yeah.
For Bill Whitehead, I'm Adam McDonald. Thank you so much for making the Mets part of your Tuesday night, Wednesday night. Hope everybody out there in Radioland has a pleasant remainder of their evening.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.